Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 335 of AskPat. Thank you so much for joining me today. Hope you're having an amazing week so far, whenever you're listening to this. All right, here's today's question from David.
Hello, my name is David Moriarty. My question is, as a new blogger, how many words should I write per day?
David, what's up? Thank you so much for the question today, and welcome to the blogging world. I really appreciate you coming into the show and listening and asking a question. And this is great, especially for those of us who've actually been doing this for a while, because sometimes I feel like, even for myself, when you've been blogging for a while, you kind of think you've got it, and then you kind of walk away from writing for a little bit, and then it might be a struggle to come back into it. Or maybe you're a blogger who's experienced and you want to start writing books. Well, it's a completely different mindset and ballgame, and you're going to need to sort of ramp up your writing as well. Now, when it comes to blogging, if you are a newbie, you should absolutely be writing every day. Now, don't confuse that for having to publish every day, but the practice of writing every day is going to really help you hone in on your skills, just make it really easy for you to get what's in your brain onto your screen or into that particular post that you're writing. And it's just going to make life so much easier. Plus, it's just great to write and think. And you know, when you're writing these words every day, and I'm going to go over some tools to help you and how much you should be writing every day, it's just, you know, it helps you expand those ideas that you have. It helps you dig deeper into what you're thinking about writing or doing. And it can really help you just improve in all other aspects of your life. I know, for instance, I've been writing in a journal daily with my hands. You know, who does that now? No, I use my hands. I use handwriting in this journal called the 5-Minute Journal at 5MinuteJournal.com, all spelled out. And I do that every single morning. And it's been great. And it's great to reflect and be grateful for things that are happening in my life, and also share with this journal, which is essentially sharing with myself, what do I want to accomplish during the day? And by the end of the day, I talk about what I did accomplish and what I could do to improve. It's helped me tremendously. Now, you don't necessarily have to write it with your hand, but there is an app available for the 5-Minute Journal as well that you can download and accomplish the same things when you wake up in the morning and before you go to bed. Now, whether you use that or not for journaling, writing every day is a great exercise. It's, like I said, going to help you become a better writer. And there's a couple resources I want to share with you for writing daily. First one is, if you go to 750words.com, 750 in the numbers, words spelled out, .com, 750words.com. That's a site where a number of other writers have committed to learning a new habit to write every day. And I'm on the site right now. The time that I'm recording this, it says join 259,534 other writers by signing up now. And it's a completely free service and allows you to just write every day. It's all online and it's private too. It's not a blogging, or it's not updating your status or everything. It's about 3 pages worth, 750 words. And the thing is, it's fun and it helps you level up your writing, and not just your you know, writing and creating content every day, but also the number of words per minute. It helps you keep track of that as well. And so it just helps you expand your mind. And then when you go in to write your blog post, it just becomes much, much easier. So you can include some of what you're writing for your blog post in your daily writing, or maybe the days that you don't write in this tool, 750words.com, you're actually publishing something on your site. Or you can take what you write here and it might become useful for your site, or you can expand on it on your blog as well. But I love this idea of writing every day, and I write every day in my journal. I typically write every day in some way, shape, or form, whether I'm writing scripts for videos or outlines for podcasts or blog posts. So that's the first resource I have for you. Another one is I recommend going to Google and looking up my 500 words. So 500 words instead. And this will take you to a site by Jeff Goins, who is a good friend of mine, over at goinswriter.com, G-O-I-N-S writer.com. And this is a particular challenge that he posted a while back. And it's really cool because a lot of people are getting on to this challenge. It's a 31-day challenge. I don't know if it's necessarily going right now, but I think it could just be ongoing if you come across this particular page. And you could sign up to his list, and it gives you writing prompts and free updates and things like that, which is really cool. So it challenges you to write 500 words per day for 31 days. And you can write more. And the thing, what I love about this is you don't edit. He's actually suggesting don't edit, just write. And that's cool because that is really how writing should be. You shouldn't write and edit at the same time. That's something I learned when I started to write books. And now that I just write stream of consciousness, I don't edit. I edit at the end, or I save it all. I save all the editing for the end after the whole manuscript is done. It's just become so much better, and a lot better stories, a lot better ideas come out of my brain and onto the screen when I'm in creative writing mode, as opposed to trying to write and then edit, and then I just don't get deep into something. So, you know, I know some people who actually take the delete key off of their keyboards as well to force them not to hit that delete key, which is pretty interesting. So those are the couple of resources I want to share with you. Again, 750words.com, and also look up my 500 words in Google. That'll take you to Jeff's site at goinswriter.com. Now, when it comes to the frequency that you publish blog posts on your site, there is no right answer. The only right answer is that you should be consistent, or as consistent as possible. And that's not always possible. But when you get off that rail, you just get back on and keep going again. And once you pick a frequency, you can change, but you don't want to change too often. You want to change for the purpose of finding your rhythm and finding your audience's rhythm, that they are in tune to what you have to share. And once you find that, then you want to stick with it as best as possible. And again, you can change things, you can tweak and experiment, but you always want to make sure that you are trying to be as consistent as possible. Well, what does that mean? Does that mean every day? Maybe. There's a lot of sites out there that have posts that come out every day, sometimes multiple times per day, problogger.net, dailyblogtips.com, and a few other ones come to mind. There are other ones that post blog posts weekly, like my own site. There are others that don't post even that often, like socialtriggers.com with Derek Halpern. But whatever the case may be, try and be consistent, but you just have to pick one that works for you, a frequency that works for you. And the cool thing about Derek's is he doesn't write very often. And in the first few years of his blog, he actually wrote one or two posts a month. But he spent a lot of time creating those posts, working on the research, and figuring out how to create something completely unique and different out there so that it would really take off and go viral once those things came out. And he did a lot of work on the marketing aspect of blog posts. A lot of people spend too much time creating content every day, content, and not enough time on the marketing aspect of it. But he built a lot of great relationships. He picked a lot of the right topics and presented them in a way that people wanted to share them. Some of those posts even creating sometimes controversy, which got even more people into what he was writing about, which is a strategy that a lot of people have used as well. Going against the grain or talking about something different than most people do, and then linking to those other people, they link back, and a lot of people converse and talk about it. They leave comments and so on and so forth. So for myself, I do it weekly. When I first started out, it was 3 days a week, and then I added the podcast and then the videos, and now I do a Monday, Wednesday, Friday schedule with a blog post, podcast, and video respectively. So again, it's totally up to you. But you don't have to publish every day. Just make sure that what you publish is great and unique and you spend some time marketing it. That doesn't just mean posting it on Twitter. It means putting it in the right places, talking about it, emailing people, people who are on your email list, people who you think would find it valuable. And, you know, that's just scratching the surface of what you can do to market it. But again, David, in terms of frequency, it's, again, totally up to you. But make sure you make good use of that time that you do writing and write every day. So at least you can create that habit. A lot of things have changed since I know a lot of people who have gone through similar challenges. Leslie Samuel from BecomeAblogger.com, who's in a mastermind group with me, has been doing this, and he's been seeing amazing things coming from it as well. So again, with those resources for you one more time, 750words.com, goinswriter.com/my500words. And yeah, so thank you so much, David. I really appreciate the question. I wish you and everybody else out there writing blog posts the best of luck. David, for having your question featured here on the show, you're going to get an Ask Pat t-shirt headed your way. You'll hear from my assistant very soon to collect your information for that. Thanks again, everybody, for listening in. I hope you have an amazing week. And to finish off this episode, I want to go with a quote from Travis Kalanick, the founder of Uber. He says, "Fear is the disease. Hustle is the antidote." Cheers, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.